Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Compliments of the season to you and yours. And our first hard fact of the day is that I am back. I missed you. I did not miss the news, but I missed you. I missed talking to you. I missed talking with you. So it was really nice to have a conversation with my colleagues on the roundtable today from 9 until 1. We did 4 hours today. If you missed it, well, you can watch it again on our Facebook page, Nigeria Info 99.3. It's also available, or it will be available on our website, so you can go and listen again. We talked about all kinds of things, all kinds of things. It was really, really good. Now, of course, if you couldn't call in at that time, but there was something we talked about that really resonated with you and you want to just touch on it a little bit, I'll give you a chance to do that as we talk from now until 6. A big thank you to Agogo for holding it down while I was away. I had a good time. I'm well rested. I didn't want to come back because who wants to come back and work, right? But hey, I'm back, so let's get on with it. Second hard fact of the day, 1,563 new COVID cases over the weekend nationwide. And Lagos cases, 1,225 in Lagos alone. The last weekend before my leave, the numbers had dropped to like 39 in Lagos. Do you remember? And 125 nationwide. But I remember at the time, Akin Abayomi, the health commissioner, was warning that we would have a fourth wave in December. And here we are. So, Biko, remain vigilant, limit your movements, wear a mask when you go out, keep your distance from people when you can, wash your hands and sanitize your hands as frequently as possible. I know that lots and lots of people are ignoring a lot of these rules and they are dirty December in a way, but please, just take care of yourself. Yeah? I'm sure that you know at least 7 people who have, quote-unquote, the flu. Is the flu, okay? Is that so? A lot of people you know suddenly have the flu. Now, of course, it may just be the flu, but they're not getting tested. So how are they going to know? How will they know? They're going to know. For those of you on TikTok, you know that soundtrack. Well, third hard fact of the day, phase 2 of COVID vaccinations is still ongoing. If you have not gotten your jabs yet, make arrangements to do so. Go online, nphcda.org. That's for those of us in Lagos, and register and book an appointment and get it done. If you're outside of Lagos, just walk into the nearest primary healthcare center and get it done for yourself. If you've gotten the first dose, please go and get your second dose. Now we've been told that we can get a booster shot. We can get a third dose, you know, because we're getting more and more variants of COVID. So it's better to just keep yourself as protected as possible from this thing. Just go to the healthcare center where you got your first and second. If it's already time for your third, there has to be some time difference between the second dose and your booster shot. But thank you for listening to this show. Thank you for making this show the number one current affairs show in Lagos. I have a great show for you today. We'll start with the big weekend. You know how it is. We talk about all the big stories that broke during the weekend that you didn't get a chance to speak on. So let's talk about Governor Sanwo-Olu cancelling his planned peace walk. Then we'll talk about Dawn College Parents Forum calling for new management. Then let's talk about the Ojodu Burger incident, over the weekend as well. Well, it didn't happen over the weekend, but we have more developments from that story. And then we'll talk about insecurity in the north. The Daily Trust criticized the president's response to the insecurity in the north. The presidency responded to their editorial. And we also had peaceful protests in Kano. Well, they were going to happen and then they were cancelled. We'll look at all of that on the big weekend. Chukwudi will bring you Checkpoint from 4 o'clock. On the big hard fact, we'll talk about keeping children safe in school. Clearly, there's a problem with bullying and violence in a lot of schools nationwide. So we'll talk about the root causes of this thing and why so many schools seem unable or unwilling to crack down on it, you know, and what can be done to change that, if anything. Now, as usual, we'll bring you latest news updates every hour on the hour, but let's get right into the weekend. If you just tuned in, hello to you. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts. You're about to listen to The Big Weekend. Accept the governor's reason for cancelling the peace walk. How do we keep children safe at school? How do we protect motorists and traffic officials from each other? And what more should the presidency and the federal executive be doing to protect northern Nigeria? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it, shall we? On Friday, Governor Sanwo-Olu cancelled his planned peace walk. Remember last month, the governor announced the walk as a response to the NSAS panel report. And immediately he announced it, a lot of the people he invited for the walk said that they would not participate. So Files the Bad Guy, Debo Macaroni, for example. But the governor says he still got lots of messages from groups wanting to take part. And the only reason he's cancelling the peace walk is the Omicron variant. Now, some commentators are saying that, it makes sense. It makes sense. From a public health angle, it makes sense. But others are asking, well, why didn't the Omicron variant stop the governor from taking part in the BCR Kande book launch over the weekend? If he's so worried about Omicron, why did that not stop him from being with BC Akande? Why did it not stop him from going to the Lagos Food Festival where he was cooking with white money? Because remember that President Buhari was in town for that launch as well. It was a very high-profile event. Venue was packed. And there was the governor. So if the governor was okay with being part of a crowded indoor event, do you think that this undermines his point about an outdoor walk being too dangerous? Does it lend credence to the opinion that he cancelled the walk because it looked like it would flop? Or are his critics just playing, I don't know, pointless gotcha games here? Oh, please, you know, enough is enough. Calm down, you people that criticize his government. I don't know, what do you think? Why do you think Governor Sanwo-Olu cancelled the walk? Does his attending the Akande book launch contradict his public health reasons? The Lagos Food Festival, where he was cooking with white money, does it contradict his public health reasons? 0700-993-993-993. If you've got, If you've got WhatsApp, you can send us a message on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. If I say the wrong thing, forgive me. I've eaten away all the knowledge with food. I'm going to remember everything as we go along. And then for women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. For our listeners abroad, we've got Skype for you. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Just call us and we'll connect you live on air. Emmanuel Naja, how are you?
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Nice program. Although I miss you, Sandra. Sandra, I hear you.
What did
I hate it when you go on break.
You hate it when I go on break?
Yes.
I don't know what to do.
I don't have any time. I'll have to call back. Sorry.
Okay, it's okay. All right, Emmanuel. I have to go on break now. I cannot die. You know, this work is hard. It's hard. It's very hard. 99.3. Hello? Is anyone there? All right, no one's there. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
It's Leke from Shagam.
Leke from Shagam. Good to have you on the show, my good friend.
Well done, and
welcome.
I very, very miss you and your girl, Lee.
Aw, I'm glad to be back.
So I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice to see you, to call me and greet you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you very much for calling. All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. We seem to be having some issues with the phone lines. Hopefully it rectifies. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Those are the numbers that you should be trying. What do you think about Governor Sanwo-Olu's cancelled walk? Why do you think he cancelled it? Do you think that the fact that he attended other public events, you know, make his reasons, you know, contradict his reasons? Let's just, you know, frame it like that. We've got Chima in through Larry on the line. Hi, Chima. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi, Chima. Okay. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes.
This is Chima calling from through Larry.
Welcome. Go ahead.
So the cancellation of the peace walk by Sanwo-Olu. It's not the reason of this COVID-19, I mean COVID something going on in Nigeria. I mean, that is in Nigeria. It's not because of it.
Okay.
It's not because it had been there. It had been, I mean, God had made it that this country has to be divided. This country has to be divided because that is it. God has given all the signs.
Okay. This country has to divide? No, this country doesn't have to divide. But thank you very much, Chima, for calling us. Remember, of course, we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info FM. Let's move on to our second story while the phone lines figure itself out. Of course, if you can't reach me via the phone lines, there's Facebook and there's WhatsApp. Now, some members of Darwin College Parents Forum say that they want the school authorities suspended. The forum held a candlelight vigil in front of the school where they called for justice for Sylvester Oromoni. He's a 12-year-old student who died last month after being injured in the school. Five students have been arrested for allegedly beating him to death. That's according to the school in a letter to parents this weekend. But the parents' forum is saying that this is not enough. They want CCTV cameras at all strategic locations in the school. They want better enforcement of the school's anti-bullying policy. They want the sack of the teachers who supervise the hostels and a change of the school management itself. By the way, on today's Big Hard Fact, we're going to be talking about keeping our children safe in school. Now, obviously, you should go without saying that it's the schools that should protect the children, right? But clearly, this is not happening enough across the country. It's a nationwide problem. You had the alleged rape of Don Davis at Chibonga Deeper Life College, Uyo. You had the rape of the toddler at Chrisland School here in Lagos as well, in VGC. You had the death of the young woman as well who died in Abuja. We've talked about bullying and physical abuse as part of boarding house culture. So clearly it's a national problem. So at 5 p.m. today, you and I will have a conversation about what's causing it, what's stopping schools from ending it, what do we all need to do to make it stop. But for right now, do you agree with the Darwin Parents Forum that school management should be changed? What do you think about the idea of CCTV cameras in schools? Where and where should they be? Where and where should they not be? We've got Victor in Yaba, who's a first-time caller. Hi, Victor. Are you still there, Victor? No, he's not. Victor, call back if you can, okay? 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir.
Ma, this is great.
Great, good to have you on the show.
Yes, ma.
Yes, welcome, go ahead.
Okay, ma, for that camera, there's camera already.
Okay.
You go to highlights, all those islands here, there's already camera.
In schools?
But some of the camera is not working.
In the secondary schools?
Even the secondary school.
Okay.
They have camera. Nigeria, We don't know how to maintain things, but if things happen, we start running up and down, shouting, calling international, calling people to come and rescue. But we don't have plan. You understand, ma?
Okay.
Okay, like what happened at Dowe College? It just happened. People start shouting. The sign is there before. The sign is there. Even all those school visit, try and do underground church. You discover that what even the one that is even bigger than what happened in Darwin, it happened before. Okay, let me take you back to what happened at the building that collapsed at Ikoima. When that building collapsed, to even rescue people from that place, they find it difficult. Now they're supposed to start working, or they're supposed to start, if they have an idea, if this country have an idea, they're supposed to start working, prepare in case of emergency, in case of something like that will happen again. It's not when something happened before you start shouting. You understand, ma?
I understand.
That, like, even if the parent forum, this forum, they have to think how to work together.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Chinonge and Abulegba, good to have you on the show.
Hello, Sandra.
Chinonge, my namesake.
Oh, baby. That person just fine. This is just fine.
How far? How
you know what I say? Then fine.
Oh, God.
Mama. Mommy, what I say? Then fine.
So now I'll be mommy, what I fine.
No. You were mother. So you find past mommy.
I find past mommy water. Almost. Oh, see talk. Now. See yans. Let's talk about the story. Mm-hmm.
See, you know why?
Why?
Because I don't see anybody to work with them.
Okay.
If you see them, see somebody to work with them, you work for this successful. But since I don't see anybody to work with them, that's why they cancel the working.
Okay.
And you go see work with them, you feel me?
Okay. I feel you.
We will still work with them. But before we work with them, we will first work with us. That will be 2003 election.
Okay.
So, as for, hello?
As for Dowen College.
That, school, that school matter. Afraid that they do can do life. Because they own their candle for anything, they own the house. But what did they say? This thing has been happening before. It has been happening, but just God just want us to see this one. Because we have many students have died just like this. Many students don't die like this. But another thing again, when the communication of your children communicating with the parents again matters. Assuming the parents are close to that boy, the boy would have spoken freely. But no parentlessness, nothing. Everybody would be far from their children. That's why this boy died carelessly.
Chinonye, thank you very much for calling. Hi, Joy.
Hey, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Nice to hear your lovely voice again.
It's nice to hear yours, too.
I like your sharpness. The way you will quickly, bang, 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 you give us all the three topics, and we are delving into them.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it that way.
Thank you.
So, I want to ask, this COVID-19, does it affect children?
Does it affect children? Yes, it does, yes.
But I have not heard of any, you know.
Yeah.
And if it does, okay. So what's going to happen? What's the measure I'm going to take?
So for some countries, they've approved for children to start getting the vaccine. But I don't think Nigeria is one of those countries yet. And so far, we're seeing that children get it. Children test positive for it. But we have a fewer number of children who get very sick from it, unlike the adults who get the COVID itself.
Are you not scared, Sarah? Because Sandra, because I don't really understand. I have kids, so I don't know how to go to school. They come back with flu, cough, this, here and there.
Yeah.
You know, you keep treating them with flus and all that.
Yeah.
So it does get me worried, you know. Nigeria, if we also think for our children, I think by now they should also be thinking towards that as well.
Yeah,
you understand.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, that's my own fault. So I don't have anything to say.
All right, Joy, thank you very much for calling us. We've got Victor on the line. Hi, Victor. Good to have you on the show.
Hello. Good afternoon, Wayoma.
Good afternoon, Wokoma. Kekime.
Ademande. Really long to hear your wonderful voice.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Check in, man.
Yes,
I'll demand, no. Let me speak like a comment.
Koboko.
Okay. Gosi Kwagi.
Hey, I just came back. I tried to clean the topic of the day.
Okay.
I learned you are discussing something about working.
Yes, the governor canceled the peace walk, and he said the reason he's canceling it is Omicron. And some people said, yes, that's a good reason. But others said, but he attended Bisi Akande's book launch, and he attended Lagos Food Fest, and he was cooking with white money at the food fest. So is it really about Omicron, or is it something else? Especially when you remember that a lot of the people he invited for the walk said no. But the governor also said that a lot of other people reached out to him and said, let's go on this walk, you know, but he just had to cancel it because of Omicron. What do you think?
You are an Igbo lady. There is a saying in Igbo that says,
"Anjin
ganga bore in
yoto."
Okay. Hello?
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Okay.
Nobody wants to be embarrassed. And in the midst of injustice, the only thing that can really doubt tension is when there is justice. In the face of injustice, there will be no peace. I think the essence of that work is to really try to see there will be a partial cosmetic approach to peace. But in a situation whereby people that he was looking up to that would really boost his launder his image in order to do that work, to give it a very wonderful look, decided to turn it down. So he wouldn't want to condone any further embarrassment by trying to continue with the work. I think the best thing to do is to do the little which he has actually done. There wasn't any reason for that work at all.
Okay.
Because it would have really generated the already tense nerves. I believe what you did is the best way to go.
All right, Victor, thanks for calling. Christopher Inikoyi is on the line. Hi, Christopher.
People's president.
Good to have you on the show.
My president.
Welcome.
Nothing do you, my sister.
Thank you.
For Omilani, Sawolu, right?
Mm-hmm.
President Sandra, you know, I always tell you, say, to be a good leader, you have to be a good listener, right?
Okay.
Yeah, the man listens. Uncle Jimmy has been saying it. This work, no. Omicron day, the guys, you mentioned their name that you want them to work with you. They said they want peace. You never give justice to people that this thing happened to. Then you want to organize work. You see what I told Uncle Jimmy, that those who are supporting this man, who so justice then, they are just deceiving the man. Thank God you have a listening ear. Like you now, President Sandra, you know you listen to your people, right? You can hear all the praises.
I can hear.
So I want to give it to Uncle Jimmy and Sawolu. Keep on listening to the masses' voice.
Right.
Thank you, President Sandra.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Christopher, sorry. We've got Emmanuel on the line, but Emmanuel, you have to call back. I'm so sorry, okay? You'll have to call back because we have a break coming up. After this break, though, we'll come back and talk about this editorial from the Daily Trust where they slam President Buhari about the insecurity in the North. That story and so much more coming up after this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts. You're listening to The Big Week. And don't go away.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
And here I am, 3:34. Sandra Ezekwesili here, bringing you hard facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's go to the north. The back and forth between the Daily Trust and the presidency over insecurity there. Yesterday, the newspaper published an editorial titled "Life Has Lost Its Value Under Buhari's Nigeria." We touched on it a bit during our roundtable today. If you tuned in between 9 and 1 p.m., 4 hours of premium conversation on your number one talk station. If you missed it, you can catch it on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. But anyways, back to this piece from the Daily Trust. It focused on insecurity in the North, and it accused the president of not showing enough compassion for the victims. For example, they talk about the different attacks and killings that happened last week, and they criticize the president for coming to Lagos for Bisi Akande's book launch instead of going to visit the victims' families or their community leaders. And speaking of Bisi Akande's book launch, the governor was also there. And Lagos is saying, well, if you could attend the book launch, why did you cancel the peace walk you had planned? Because the governor said, "Na Omicron make it cancel. Omicron no day book launch." And book launch was an indoors event, crowded, lots and lots of people. but the peace walk would have been outside. So that was our first story, you know. Do you accept the governor's reason for cancelling the peace walk? So keep that warming while you're getting ready to call. But yes, back to the Daily Trust's editorial. If you remember when the Chibok girls were kidnapped, President Jonathan faced very similar criticisms for attending a political function at around the same time. Do you remember? In fact, Daily Trust points out that under the Jonathan administration, then-candidate Buhari was very vocal about the lack of security. But the newspaper is claiming that the situation is now worse and that the president is even less responsive than his predecessor. Do you agree? I'd like to hear from Etim. I wonder if Etim agrees. The Daily Trust also says that the president only responds to attacks with empty words. They say that attack after attack, the president uses his Facebook page to order the security agencies to, quote, do more. But after that, nothing gets done until the next attack. Well, the presidency has now responded through Garba Shehu. He said, quote, now is not the time for this sort of lurid political journalism, end quote. Shehu also said that the presidency is working hard to resolve the root causes of insecurity, like poverty. He also said that the security agencies are overstretched because of crisis all across the country. But in spite of that, they are registering successes against Boko Haram, for example. So tell me what you think, Lagos. Do you agree with the Daily Trust editorial or do you agree with the presidency? And yes, you can still talk to me about Darwin College. Parents in the school have called for a change in management, amongst other things. They've called for CCTV cameras at all strategic locations in the school. They've talked about, they've called for better enforcement of the school's anti-bullying policy. They've asked for the sack of the teachers who supervise the hostels and a change of the school management itself. Do you agree with the parents of Darwin College? The parents of the students at Darwin College. And yes, our first story, Governor Sanwo-Olu's cancelled peace walk. Do you accept his reason for cancelling the walk? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. You can, of course, share your thoughts via Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live there. And you can call into the studio. If you are a woman, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. If you're a man, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got... I'm not sure how to pronounce this name, so I'm going to let her teach me how to pronounce her name. What's your name, ma'am?
Idorenyen.
Idorenyen. Thanks for calling us. Turn your radio off, then. Let's go ahead.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Concerning he's just trying to
put
out the shame on
him. Oh, honey, your radio is still on, and it's interfering with our conversation. Okay, all right, I'll give you a second to move away. Oh, you're still close, so...
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Are you hearing
me? Yes, please, go ahead.
Sorry. He just wanted to put off the shame from me because the core people that he wanted to be at the rally was rejected the offer. Then as doing... I felt in our home days, there used to be a roll call. The class teacher will mark register of students present in the school in the morning, in the afternoon, before the close of the day.
Okay.
But I think this could have been avoided if that is still done till now.
Okay.
To know the amount of children that are in the class.
Okay.
Even though they are boarders, the housemasters will call all those that are supposed to be in the hostel at that period before they go to bed. That could have been avoided if if there's any student that is not in the hostel at that period, we will look for that student and know where about of that student.
Mm.
But I don't think that is being done now in schools, which is bad.
Okay, all right.
Because then, then student, you will know the students that, oh, this one is supposed to be in the school by this time. Why is it not? They have to look for that student.
Right.
And that could have been avoided.
Right. Idoria, thank you so much for calling to share your thoughts. Alex in Ikeja is on the line. She's not there anymore. Perhaps she'll call us back. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Emmanuel Kolikomojo.
Welcome, Mr. Emmanuel.
Welcome back from your short holiday.
Thank you.
Now, Sandra, please, I would like you to extend this particular topic to like 1 week.
Which one?
Because I believe that there's a lot of things about this Boko Haram story, you know, from the present north, you know, going down to the northern part of Nigeria, at least to like, you know, console the family or the lost people.
Mm.
So I would like you to at least organize a debate on it more.
Okay.
Because most of people die in the northern part of Nigeria, you know, is much. Let's talk about this issue. Maybe the president isn't listening very well because he felt that, you know, people are not talking about it, you know. So just help us out so can you know more about this issue so we can debate on it, Sandra.
Okay. All right, Emmanuel, thank you very much. You know, let's stay on insecurity in the north for a bit longer. Various groups have been organizing protest marches demanding a better response from government. The entire leadership of the Coalition of Northern Groups has arrived in Sokoto to demand government action. Remember that terrorists in Sokoto burned a bus, killing over 30 passengers. And the CNG spokesperson, Abdulaziz Suleiman, had this to say about it when they visited Sokoto. He said, quote, "We are here to engage families of the victims, the endangered communities in Sokoto and Kebbi, religious clerics and other civil society groups to discuss urgent practical action plan to force the government to act. Action may not preclude mass protests and prolonged civil disobedience to send the message to the government that the game is up and the patience of Northerners has reached its low point," end quote. And the CNG isn't the only group agitating right now. We also had a march in Kano by a coalition called Concerned Northern Nigerian Groups, CNNG. They marched to Government House in Kano, demanding better protection of lives in the north. One of their leaders was a young lady named Zainab Nasir Ahmed. But now Ahmed has pulled out of future protests because she says that she was invited for a chat by the SSS. She says that for the safety of protesters, everybody should stay home for now because there are concerns that the protests will be hijacked by political actors. Now, of course, you remember last year, many government officials and supporters were claiming that the NSAS protests were hijacked. So this language is very familiar. Very, very. However, the NSAS panel report has come out to say that the protests were not hijacked, that instead the protesters were attacked, both by hoodlums and security agencies. I have to remind you of that fact every time. It helps you when you're arguing with certain people. But back to the northern protests, Lagos, talk to me. Is civil society in northern Nigeria becoming more critical of the government's handling of security? What do you think? Do you think that these criticisms are fair? Do you think that they will make the government and security agencies improve their approach? And what do you think about the activists claiming that, this particular activist here, claiming that she was invited by the SSS and now she's done. She doesn't want to protest anymore. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We're going to come back to Lagos for our final story. It will take us to Ojudeberga. But right now, 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Okpala. I'm calling from Badore.
Okpala, welcome. Here. Welcome. Yes. Go ahead.
I want to react to this incident killings in the north by the bandit.
Mm-hmm.
To be frank, The bitter truth is that this government is not yet ready to fight insecurity in Nigeria.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
have a nice day.
All right. That's a very short one there. Thank you very much. Have a nice day yourself. We'll take one more call and then we'll go to WhatsApp. Hello. Hello. Are you there? No, you're not. All right, then. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Oh, unfortunately, that's not working out. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Atinu. Welcome back, Sandra. I missed you.
Thank you, Atinu. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to react to one or two things. Why Sanwo-Olu,
pulled out.
I think he just listened to the voice of wisdom, because when he announced that, a lot of people condemned it, that there was no need for that now. And I think I like him for that. He listened, even though he gave a different reason, but I think he listened to the voice of wisdom, which is okay by me.
Okay.
And then the issue of the North, it's high time. Oto get like the Yorubas will say.
Okay.
It is high time. They have taken too much. And it is because they have always thought that Buhari is their own. Like the way they say it in Northern Nigeria, Namu Namune, Buhari is our own. Let's not protest against him.
Mm.
Just like when ENSAS, they were supposed to have joined ENSAS, but they thought their thinking then was that they wanted to overthrow Buhari.
Mm.
But now they have seen it. They have had it up to here. And so I think it's high time. It's high time they do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Atinu, thanks for calling. Let's go to Facebook, where Alaba Alakpe says, I will like to welcome you back. Oh, thank you. And then he says, cancelling the peace walk by Governor Sanwo-Olu is a wrong move. However, he should have made it come up, because thousands of youths in Lagos are ready to walk the peace walk along with the governor. Also, it's a pretty avenue for the governor and the Lagos youth to settle their rift over the ENSAS saga. So Governor Sanwo-Olu should look for every means that will make that walk come to life by January or February. God bless Nigeria. God bless Lagos State. Buhari and APC government would have been the best administration in Nigeria and for Nigerians, but the insecurity menace affected all other aspects which the government has done well. I will appeal to Buhari and his boys to admit all blames from all angles and find solutions to the menace people are complaining about or seeing in government, including the editorial papers. Nigeria shall be great again. Alaba Alakpe, thank you very, very much for your message. Atandakayede Samuel says, I support Sanwo-Olu's cancellation of the peace walk. Abi, you want Sanwo-Olu to walk alone? He is not a Liverpool fan. All right, that's for Facebook. Let's take a look at WhatsApp messages. Lots of messages on WhatsApp, so let's see which ones we can read first. When you see top government officials attending crowded functions when they wish damning the spread of COVID, whether Omicron or Decepticon, and turn and start using vaccination to frustrate people's freedom, it is not fair. They should lead by example. It's not every top government event people should be gathering up and down. Nobody will die. Okay. We've got that message from Fred Namor. Fred, thank you very much. Governor Sanwo-Olu canceled the peace walk because of COVID. Not because of COVID, but because of public outcry for sense of reason behind the walk. He knew that there would be alternative walk by any group that might jeopardize his walk. Okay, OC, thanks for your message. President Sandra, welcome back. Happy to hear you. Sanwo-Olu should hold his peace. Justice is what we want, nothing more, nothing less. Joseph from Ketu with that message there. Sandra, I want to welcome you back. Oh, I've taken that message already from Facebook. Sandra, that peace walk by the governor was dead on arrival. The excuse is laughable. Elder Godwin with that message there. Sandra, welcome back from your holidays. I've not heard from Olumi Iwa since. Well, he's called. He calls Joyce. I think I've heard him on Joyce's show. Sandra, good afternoon. For Governor Sanwo-Olu, I don't know his intentions for 2023, but since he decided to join Lai Mohammed to lie about the Lekki massacre, we the youth are waiting for him. He's aware that youth are not happy with him. That's why he cancelled the peace walk. That's a message from Athanasius. Okay, in Victoria Island, Lagos. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
All right, call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Prince Wyatt. Welcoming you back to your beach.
Thank you very much, Prince Wyatt.
How do you feel your holiday? How do you enjoy your holiday?
Oh, I enjoyed it very, very much. Thank
your
you.
Your fault, I saw you off. That you enjoy very well. We thank God for you, our president.
Thank you very much.
You see, this afternoon, I just want to urge Mr. President, if any criticism comes from anywhere, you have to absorb it. Because as it is now, many people are confused. But this insecurity today in the country, nobody, no patriotic Nigeria fear about it. So anybody can comment, you have to take it. Nobody, if somebody's family was kidnapped or the bodies abducting, take away his property, will he feel happy? That's why everybody can comment. I just want to appeal to Mr. President to look inward or outside the box. Have a meeting with the defense minister, have a meeting with those service chiefs, and call those at war front, those lesser ethnic ranks. Call them. What is the problem? Is it your salary is not being paid? Is your allowance being paid? And did they increase your salary? Let's ask questions from those junior officers.
All right, Prince Wyatt, thank you for calling. Murphy is a first-time caller. He's in Akiode. Hi, Murphy.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. Auntie Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I want to contribute on the issue of the accident that happened at Dodo Grammar School.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, that school is at the middle of a major road.
Okay.
Two major roads.
Okay.
I think what government should do as a matter of urgency is to erect a road breaker or that bumps to reduce the way people drive on that road.
Okay.
There's one road at the end of the school, they call it I know Street.
Mm.
And the major road, the Sherry Road.
Mm.
I think if that is done, I believe it will reduce in future occurrence of the unfortunate thing that happened last week.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Unfortunately, we've got just 1 minute left. I see we have Etim on the line. I don't know if we should give Etim 1 minute because we have to take a break. Etim, can we give you 1 minute?
Yep.
All right, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You mean someone will be cancelling the peace walk?
Yes.
Yeah. You compare with the book launch of Baba
Bisi Akande.
Like, I'm APC member, I can't attend that event. There will be strict compliance to COVID-19 protocols, and to security is very tight. But this work with Sanwo-Olu, everybody is free to attend that event without screening.
Mm.
You can't pass through screening.
Mm.
And it is the same COVID-19 as you use as an excuse that makes the governor of Cross River State in 2 years now to cancel the biggest street carnival in Cross River State.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be a Calabar carnival this year.
Mm-hmm.
For the security in the north, like in my own community, we are our own security. When once we hear our neighbors strike, come invading, even people from Lagos, Port Harcourt, River State, everywhere, Calabar, they will come down. You will say a 12 years old by 15.
All right, let's take a break. Thanks for calling.